Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 151, entitled The Spirit of Offense is Relentless. I am reading chapter 17 in the book of Luke, and as the Holy Spirit gives me discernment, I want to share it with you. Jesus starts off warning us that offenses will come and that they will be many, several times in a day, every day. So expect them. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stumbling blocks, temptations, and traps set to lure one to sin are sure to come, but woe, judgment is coming to him through whom they come." Luke chapter 17, verse 1 of the Amplified Version. Listen, be still before the Lord, wait patiently for him, and entrust yourself to him. Do not fret, whine, or agonize because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Now pay attention. Cease from anger and abandon wrath. Do not fret. In other words, do not worry. It leads only to evil. Psalms chapter 37, verses 7 through 8 of the Amplified Version. Let me say this to you. As I bring this to you, I am literally ministering to myself right now. The King James Version reads, "It is impossible, but that offenses will come." This is where you must remember that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. Let petty rest in itself and know that God will recompense their behavior. We are warned that when we dwell on their offenses and unforgiveness, we become stagnant and the pity party begins. See, the devil will keep whispering that thing in your ear to distract you, to trap you. As you entertain their foolishness and this entity, unable to focus, paralyzed, you will ultimately die in every form and sense of the word. God has already told us how important we are to him, and he reiterates it here. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Luke chapter 17, verse 2 of the Amplified Version. It is written, "And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." Luke chapter 17, verse 4 of the King James Version. Now let me deviate for a moment, because many of us will think that this is too much. But what I want to clarify is the importance of forgiveness as an integral part of transcendence. What you must remember is that we are at war spiritually. These are inconsequential and unrelenting, familiar spirits that will not give up. Pay attention. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Matthew chapter 8, verses 21 and 22 of the King James Version. Now this is a never-ending trial. The Holy Spirit is giving me this impartation. Now, this was God's judgment against the Israelites because of their disobedience and lack of trust. After he already made a way of escape for them. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years. Until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed. Numbers chapter 32, verse 13 of the King James Version. So let me put this here. At the time that they were numbered, there was a total of 601,730 males who were able to go to war. And of them, there was only two men, Joshua and Caleb, that did not die in the wilderness. I felt impressed to point this out because there remains many who believe that once saved, always saved, or that privilege and entitlement and any other foolish doctrine will save them. Yet I digress. Here is wisdom. Because his disciples recognized that this would be impossible for them, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith, our ability to confidently trust in God and in his power. Luke chapter 17, verse 5 of the Amplified Version. I need to confirm this with what was in my spirit this morning. In my thankfulness, it was given to me to pray that it was not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. The importance of humility is key. See, Jesus then pointed out the selfish nature of a man as a warning. To not expect a reward or acknowledgement from them. Which of you who has a servant plowing or tending sheep will say to him when he comes in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat? Will he not instead say to him, prepare something for me to eat and appropriately clothe yourself for service and serve me while I eat and drink. Luke chapter 17, verses 7 and 8 of the Amplified Version. Let's stop for a moment because we see this every day. Jesus showing that we must be resolute and how at the same time, most employers care nothing about you being tired, your feelings, or what is going on in your personal life. Professionalism is expected, even if it is not reciprocated. In other words, you better not have an attitude about whatever I tell you to do. He does not thank the servant just because he did what he was ordered to do, does he? So you too, when you have done everything that was assigned and commanded, you say, we are unworthy servants, undeserving of praise or a reward, for we have not gone beyond our obligation. We have merely done what we ought to do. Luke chapter 17, verse 9 through 10 of the Amplified Version. Because where many fall off is when they begin to display arrogance, as if we are owed anything. This is why James said, "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." Chapter 2, verse 18 of the King James Version. Faith is a facilitator of works. As his children, Jesus requires this of you. But the difference is, he truly loves you and wants the best for you. Know this, he is called God the Father for a reason. Most people care nothing for you, so keep it in perspective. Now, as I close, I want to show you how our Father confirmed what Jesus told his disciples. I added this because I have been getting many confirmations from him also, as we walk in accordance with his will. Meditate on this, because there are many who are deceived that they are and remain saved, and that they are owed for their dispensation. While Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. Again, I digress, because I see many sick people who will deliberately attempt to infect others with illness or harm others by compromising their body mechanics. They showed reverence and respect in that moment by not coming near. But spiritually, the indwelling demons that may have been making them sick would not have wanted to be cast out. And they raised their voices and called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were miraculously healed and made clean after they obeyed in faith. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying and praising and honoring God with a loud voice. Did you get that? One out of the 10. And he lay face downward at Jesus' feet, thanking him over and over. He was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 of you cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was there no one found to return and give thanks and praise to God except this foreigner?" Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 18 of the Amplified Version. Many suffer from low self-esteem and self-worth. They do not know who they are and rely on man-made titles and credentials. They look for awards and praises and to be honored by them. Not only have you received your reward in full, don't expect to receive anything from God. You have forfeited his grace and glory. Is it truly worth it? Remember to stay focused and remain humble. Always coming from a place of love and in truth, thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.